As you continue your individual work and you look back at your country, do you hope that you will eventually be able to get back there to work, or are you forever refugees now?
This is a hard question because I have learned from my trauma I have been through that nothing for granted. There is no real plan for the future. And this is what happened to me when I came here to study. I was thinking I will finish my study within 1 year. I will go back to Syria to start the Syria I was dreaming about. The democracy, the human rights, universal human rights. And that was my dream and my target. Suddenly I have changed everything in my life because I have noticed that I am not able to go back home, because the regime is still powerful there. And unfortunately, now over 3 years, the situation getting from bad to worse. So I start, to be honest with you, sometimes I'm losing hope. And this is the biggest mistake any activist will make. But we are human beings. It's not easy to go all through this, especially when it's personal, especially when your family is facing death every single moment, especially with many of my friends tortured and a lot of them died. So it's not easy to just keep the hope. Sometimes, to be honest, I feel so abandoned from the international community. I feel so hopeless because of this situation, because this atrocity, it's behind even understanding. Any mind will never understand, is it really happening in 2013? This is happening and the whole world is watching and no one is doing anything yet. So you feel sometimes shocked with the reality. But I try so hard to keep hope. Even if I didn't see it myself, the other generation after me will see it. And this is, I think, our message we should keep hoping, that we are a very small part of this humanity, small era. We have to keep working for the sustaining things. We should not think just about ourselves. We should think in a sustaining way, to think about the next generation. So if I give up now, I am making a big mistake for the other generation, and I should not do that. This is my point of view as an activist, because now I'm trying to think and see the big picture, because to be honest with you, when you see the small picture, it's a very dark picture, and it's very sad. But we have to keep the big picture, not for ourselves, for the next generation. And this is our hope. We do this, we will never give up for human rights. And hopefully in the future, the next generation will enjoy the human rights.